Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining me today on Choices as we discuss the subject of relationships and how to make love work, how to make relationships work. This is Judy Morio, your host for today, and our guest is Eva Love. Isn't that a great name, Love, to talk about relationships? Eva Love is known as a relationship master by her clients. In fact, in over 24 years, 87% of her single clients are either married or in a committed relationship within a year, and 91% of her couple clients transform their relationships from mediocre to magical, and they remain like lovebirds with a strong and drama-free relationship. So today, let's find out how. Let's talk to Eva and find out exactly what she knows that we need to know. Hello there. How are you today?
I'm great, Judy. Thank you for having me on your show.
Well, we're so delighted to have you here, and we want to know what we should be paying attention to today in order to benefit from the information that you're going to give us and the tools that you're going to provide to my listeners.
Well, I'm looking forward to sharing. So I really would love for the women who are listening who really want to have a relationship and they don't understand why they don't have one. You know, they're powerful, they're successful, they've got everything working in their lives, but they don't have that man. Or the women who have the man, but they don't have the love they want. They don't have it the way they want it, and it's a struggle. And that's really who I'm talking to is you know, that's who really will benefit the most from what I have to say.
So today we're really talking to women. But would
yes.
This apply to men as well?
Absolutely, it will. It will. It absolutely
okay.
will talk apply to women because men are in, I mean, will apply to men because men are in the relationships with those women.
Yes, they are. In most cases.
In most cases, that's right.
So what are some of the problems that women run into?
Well, what happens is, especially women who work and who are out in the workforce, they develop the skill set that they have learned from their male counterparts on how to be successful. And so these masculine traits are not the ones that are attractive to men in terms of a relationship. So the skill set that we learn, and I was in the corporate world too. I worked my way up the corporate ladder, and it was great, except that skill set got in my way, and I couldn't see it until I met my husband. And he really helped me understand who I am at my core, who we are as women at our core. And so, you know, transforming that skill set into taking that, still being very successful, but working from our core rather than an adopted set of skills that we learn from men. Is the key to having successful relationships.
Now I understand that you've been married for about 18 years and been in this relationship about 20 years, so you're kind of speaking from experience here.
Yes, and you know, the interesting thing about this is that we're still in love. And so many, you know, psychologists say, oh, well, that in-love feeling goes away in about, you know, 6 months or a year or 5 years. You just don't have that anymore. And the truth is, the reason they say that is because they just don't know. They don't have the skill set to know how to keep it alive, how to keep the love, you know, popping in this and the heart flipping. And, you know, it's like every time my husband walks in the room, my heart still does a little flip. I'm still madly in love with my husband and him with me.
That's exciting. Now,
yeah.
Give us an example of what you mean when you say we have to change our skill set, or
well,
that skill set isn't working.
Yeah, so, you know, when you're in business, what's important, you know, what we think is important is to be able to direct employees to do their job and be able to, you know, demonstrate to them how to do the job and according to the standards that we've set. Well, with a man, if he wanted to do something for you, that's the last thing in the world you want to do is to tell him how to do it. I mean, that'll kill it right from the very beginning. And if you are demanding, or you sound, even if you aren't demanding, if you say it nicely, if you're telling him how, it's not going to work. And if you do it in a directive way, it's also not going to work. It's going to push him away.
How can we do it differently?
Okay. So there's five things that your listeners may want to get a pen and paper right now and write these down. Because these are the gold standard for inspiring and motivating your man and for attracting a man. So you will get more than you ever thought possible with these five keys.
Let's give them just a minute to get their pencil and paper, and I'll just tell everybody who we are. This is Judy Morio, and this is Choices. And listeners, today we have Eva Love talking to us about relationships and how to make them work. And right now we're giving those of you that need to get a pencil and paper just a minute to do that, because she's going to give us five keys here that we all want to write down. I have my pen ready right now to write these down too, because I have a relatively new relationship and I'd like to keep it going. And, you know, listeners, we like to talk about what you like to hear about. So all you have to do is give us a call at area code 917-889-7851 if you'd like to call in. Or you can write to me, Judy, at judymorio.com. That's J-U-D-I at J-U-D-I-M-O-R-E-O.com at any time. And just give me suggestions for subjects you'd like to hear about and guests you'd like me to have on the show. So let's get back to Eva Love and talk about relationships and the five keys you were going to share with us.
Okay. So the first one is for you to own your happiness. Now let me explain what I mean. You see, if you ask for something and your happiness is dependent on that person or persons, whoever it is you're asking, but particularly if it's a guy, if you ask them to do something for you and your happiness is dependent on it, if you have attachment to the outcome, if you are giving them your happiness, it's too heavy for them to carry. And how you know if you are giving them your happiness rather than owning it is that you would feel disappointed if they didn't do it.
Oh.
So before you ask, you got to ask yourself, am I going to be disappointed if they don't do it? And if you are, then wait until you've let go of your attachment. And to let go of your attachment, you have to be open to receiving what you want from another source. In other words, if you ask your man to do it and he doesn't do it, you've got to trust that it will come to you in some way. So it doesn't mean you will do it.
So we can actually get someone else to do it or hire someone else to do it, or is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm just saying that, you know, whenever you put out a request, and, you know, I call it into the universe, into the ethers, when you speak it out, you put the energy into motion to bring it back to you. And you've got to be willing to let your guy or a guy, because one of the best ways to engage a man is to ask him to do something that will make you happy. And I don't mean make you happy in that it will add to your happiness. It won't make you happy. It'll add to your happiness. Let me adjust that. So that he knows he's going to be a winner when he does this thing for you.
Ah, okay.
But it's add to your happiness, not make you happy. I want to be sure that you get that. Because if you're giving him your happiness and saying, if you don't do this, I'm going to be unhappy, that's a burden for him, and he doesn't want that. And he's going to push it back, or he's going to run away from it, or he's going to withdraw. And that's what happens with a lot of women, is they're in a relationship, things are going along, they're pretty happy, And then they start expecting him to do things, and in a not meaning to, not even knowing they're doing it, but they start getting this expectation, this demand going, and he pulls back. And they don't understand what's happened. And they just think he's a jerk. And he's not a jerk.
So what we have to do, I'm hearing you say, we need to be responsible for our own happiness, and then if he does things we'd like him to do, that adds to it.
That's right. See, men want to make a woman happy. It's their greatest win. It's how they win the most. They value putting a smile on our face. The problem with us is we don't give them the smile. They do the thing, and then we point out what's wrong with it.
So we should show some appreciation, huh?
Yeah. So number two is appreciate your man when he does something for you.
Oh, there it is. Number two.
And here's what the thing is. If your words are not enough, you can say thank you, but he needs to see your face light up. He needs to see the smile and hear the giggle. That's what thrills him. That playful, girly woman that you are. And I know a lot of women have let go of their girliness because they feel like they have to be all businesslike and serious. But in a relationship, all businesslike and serious doesn't work. I know women who go on these first dates, you know, these internet dating things, and they've got their list, and they're like grilling the guy. Well, it's so fun. You know?
Are you going to do this?
Yeah, are you ready for a serious relationship? Or, you know, do you want to get down on your knee and, you know, propose? And they're like, holy shit, where am I? Susan, I'm sorry.
I just met this person.
Exactly. So, all right, so that's number two. The next one is you want to be sure before you ever engage that you're not in a bitchy mood. And we all have those times. We're women. We have these two complete hormone cycles every month. And, you know, it's part of our bodies. And the more we get to know our bodies and understand what's going on, the more we can manage that whole emotional cycle that goes on within us. But sometimes we just feel bitchy and we don't even know why. You know, we're just like in a mood. And that's not the time to be asking. You want to be sure that you're happy, that you feel good about yourself and you feel good about him. And then then he'll be able to hear it. He'll be able to receive it. If you're bitchy, he can't hear it. It's gonna be hard for him to receive.
So he'll be having his own self talk in his mind about, you know, why you're in this mood and why you're behaving like that.
Right, and he'll be feeling responsible for it, even if he has nothing to do with it. If you're down or bitchy, he's sure it's his fault. He's sure that he did something wrong. He may not say that, but that's how he feels. He feels like somehow he's failed. And men work between winning and losing. Between, you know, they're either winning or they're losing. There's no mid-ground. And so if they're winning, that's great. You know, they feel it. But if they're losing, they back up. They become the couch potato. Women don't understand why their husband just, they don't want to engage anymore. They don't want to be, you know, they don't want to interact. And that's because they've been losing and losing and losing. And after a while, the effort is just not worth it. And so they retreat to their garage or to their television or to their computer or their work or another woman where they're winning. Men will go wherever they're winning. If they're winning with you, they won't be able to get enough of you. If they're winning with us at work, they'll stay at work. You know, I heard a guy say the other day, you know, his wife is just really difficult, and I was like, well, how do you deal with that? And he goes, I'm a stay-at-work dad.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So, you know, the thing, if you really want to get your guy's attention, if you really want to have him perk up his ears and be listening, you start out with a sincere compliment, something genuine. Men have amazing BS detectors. And if you're blowing smoke, he knows it. So you want to really look at this guy and see what about him you value and appreciate. And the more specific...
And there is something to value and appreciate about everyone, isn't there?
Of course. Of course there is. Of course there is. And it, you know, you can do superficial things like, you know, I love your blue eyes. But the things that men really like are not so much about their physical beings, because they get a little embarrassed. But it's about their, I mean, unless they're really vain. But most guys are not. I mean, but there are those that are.
Mine loves to hear how gorgeous he is.
Yeah. But the thing that men really love is the things that they have done that made a difference in your life. Men really want to make a difference. And so if he fixed the screen door and you say to him, you know, honey, thank you so much for fixing the screen door. It's just such a pleasure not to have it bang every time, you know, one of the kids goes out. Because now it closes gently, you know. Or, you know, thank you so much for picking up the dry cleaning. You know, it just saved me. If you could tell him how it made a difference for you, he just...
I love that. That's such a key to tell someone how it made a difference.
It's such a key. How did he make a difference in your life? What did it do for you? Thank you so much for doing the dishes last night. It made me, you know, I had energy so that we could have time together. I love being in the kitchen with you cooking. It's so fun. You know, it just makes all the tasks feel like a party instead of a chore. It's just little ways that you can let him know how much you appreciate him.
I think that is so true, because I'm in this relationship now, and I know my friend loves to cook, so we'll be in the kitchen together, and I'll say how much I enjoy him being there, and he will actually say, you know, well, my ex-wife didn't like me being here. She used to tell me to get out of her way.
Yeah.
And so I think this is the key to tell people how it makes a difference to have them there and how much how enjoyable it is. Yes, I hear you.
Yes.
And let me ask you this. Well, what is number four?
So number four is that when you ask, one of the things that you really want to do is to say something like, I would just love it if you would. So if you say, I would love it. You see, he now knows that he's going to win when he does this. You know, you're not saying, take out the trash. You're saying, honey, I would really love it if you'd take out the trash. See the difference in that?
Yeah.
Take out the trash is directive. It's demanding. It's if you don't do this, you're going to be in trouble. But I would love it if you take out the trash. Says, I'm going to win if I take out the trash.
And, you know, I think that applies to all people, not just
it
me.
It does apply to all people.
Said that to me. Oh, yeah,
exactly.
That would work.
Or
that would make
say,
a better relationship.
Huge. You could say, it would make me so happy if you.
I like that.
It would make me so happy if you. Or I would just love it if you would. You know, that sets him up to win. And remember, he loves to win. This is highly motivating to him. This inspires him to move instead of feeling pushed.
Mm-hmm.
And then the final
push.
None of us want to be pushed. No. You want to inspire. You want to bring it up. Now, here's the thing you want to know about a man. the first thing when you ask him to do something he thinks of is, because a man's Achilles heel is that he doubts his ability to produce. And so usually, especially if it's something bigger, the first thing he does is he grumbles. He says, oh, I don't think I can do that, or I don't have this, or he starts telling you why he can't do it. And what most women do with that is they say, oh, well, that means you just don't want to do it for me. Fine, I'll just do it myself. Well, you know what that just did? That just killed it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you say to him, you know, honey, you're a smart guy. I know you'll figure it out. And I trust that you'll do your best. You see, your confidence in him will dissolve his doubt. And he'll figure it out. So it's all about how you respond. And here's the thing I want your listeners to know, and Judy, you too, you'll love this, and that is that when a man grumbles, it means that he's already in his cycle to produce what it is you want, because the grumbling is like getting the engine started.
Ah.
So when you hear him grumble, you know you're going to get what you want unless you kill it. So here's how you kill it. You kill it by telling him how to do it. You kill it by being demanding. You kill it by criticizing him or telling him that he's not doing it right. You kill it by some negative comment. The women don't realize how impactful. Men are actually very sensitive. They don't act like it. You don't get the response from them like you do from a woman. But men are actually very sensitive. And little zings really, really hurt them.
That's incredible to know. I hadn't even thought about their grumbling as getting their engine started.
Yep.
And did I miss number five, or is there still another one?
Well, that was number five. Number five was,
that was number
five. Grumbling.
Oh,
number five,
okay,
was
number
your
five.
Confidence in him will dissolve his doubt.
Okay. Wow.
That's number five.
I like that. Your confidence in him will dissolve his doubt. I have to write that down. That's really good.
Thanks.
You mentioned earlier that you could tell us how to guide our relationships like a magician rather than a jackhammer operator. Was that what these five things were, how to guide the relationship?
Well,
or is there something more we should know?
Well, here's the thing. You know, what we don't realize as women is that we start, guide, and end all relationships. See, women think men start the relationships, but the truth is they drop the hanky, or he wouldn't have been interested.
Ooh.
We're the ones that flash the smile, that give him the glance, that we're the ones that start the relationships. And we do it with our happiness. We do it with our warmth, with our joy, with our inviting relationship nature. That feminine nature is what invites and creates relationships. We do it great with our girlfriends. We know how to create relationships. We've got relationship down, right? As women, we're nurturers. We love to get together and talk and connect. But when it comes to men, because men are so different from us, when we do with our girlfriends, with our men, and they don't respond the same, we get discouraged and feel, you know, like, what's wrong with him? Why isn't he responding? Because he should be responding the way my girlfriend responds. Well, he ain't your girlfriend.
No.
Now,
let me ask you this. So, let's say we go through these whole five steps and we do everything, and then he still doesn't do what we want him to, or he doesn't become what we think he should be.
Right. Well, here's the thing. What you want to do is you want to savor the waiting, because some guys, it just takes them a little bit longer to produce. And your encouragement And, you know, sometimes you have to ask. I always say ask three times at different times. Use low tones and speak slowly. Be sure that he's not watching TV or in a cycle. Be sure he's not in the process of doing something else, because he probably won't hear you. So if he's watching a game.
We need to make sure we have his full attention, huh?
Exactly. And then, you know, you can ask more than once. It's fine. It's not bugging him. It's reminding him in a gentle, loving, fun way. It's not being bitchy. If you're nagging, that's not it. You know when you're nagging. And so, and then it's about allowing him to produce for you and not jumping in and doing it yourself. Because if you jump in and do it yourself, or if he does something and then you point out what's wrong, like loading the dishwasher. You know, how many of us have a specific way we like the dishwasher loaded? So the guy comes in and they load the dishwasher and we go, oh, you didn't do it right. Do you think he's ever going to load the dishwasher again?
Probably not.
No. Now, my husband is so good about doing the dishes. I just am so grateful. And so I do most of the cooking and he does the dishes. Now, sometimes he doesn't get the dishes quite like I like, right? It might be a little bit of food left on a plate, or might be a, you know, like some spots on a glass lid. I never say a word to him. I just fix it and go on, because most of it's great. You just don't want to point out the things that he did wrong, you know. Unless you were asking in a nice way, like if I were to say to him, you know, honey, I would just really love it if you would, after you wash the glass lids, because we've got these pots with these beautiful glass lids, if you would just dry them to keep the spots off. Now, that's a request, you see. That would get a response. He'd probably do it if I ask. I don't. But I could. But if you say, oh, you left the spots on the, you didn't dry these, and you left the spots on, you see, he's not going to do it.
Well, that sounds like an accusation.
It is. And it doesn't feel good. See, here's the thing. What keeps your man close is, here's the key, the whole key to having a man in your life that loves you and wants to be with you. It's not about how much you love him. It's not about how much he loves you. It's about how he feels about you, or how he feels about himself when he's with you. Let me say that again.
Wow.
It's about how he feels about himself when he's with you.
That is such a good point. It's about how he feels with himself, about himself when he's with you. I love that. Eva, as you can see, and I cannot believe it, our time is almost up. It has absolutely flown by. So please tell my listeners, how can we get more of these gems from you? And I know we're going to have you back, because this conversation is so interesting. But just until we do, how can they find out more from you?
Okay. Go to www.magicalrelationships, with an S, M-A-G-I-C-A-L, relationships, relationships.com. And I have a gift for your listeners. It's called The 5 Heartbreaking Mistakes That Women Make That Push Their Men Away. And so if you just put, after magical relationships, put /5 mistakes, just all, you know, no space, just 5 mistakes. Just the number 5. Number 5,
okay.
And mistakes.
Okay, so that's magicalrelationships.com/5mistakes.
Yes, and then they'll get on my list, and they'll get the free gift.
Thank you so much. Thank you for the gift. Thank you for being with us today and sharing all of your wonderful information. Listeners, thank you for joining us. This is Judy Mario, and this is Choices. And remember, the ability to control your life experiences and your love experiences and have them result in happiness, prosperity, and success lies in your own mind and in the choices you make. So choose wisely. You are more than enough.